Analysis: Biden restrictions on ICE agents to devastate U.S. border towns. By John Binder on February 14, 2021. President Joe Biden's order putting restrictions on the Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE agency will have a devastating impact on border towns across the United States, an analysis finds. Biden's order, issued by DHS on January 20, instructs ICE agents to only arrest and deport illegal aliens who are known or suspected terrorists, recent border crossers, or those who have recently been convicted of an aggravated felony, not including those convicted of drunk driving, simple assault, and various drug crimes. The order means localities that have historically cooperated with ICE agents in turning illegal aliens over to their custody for arrest and deportation will be blocked from doing so. An analysis by the Center for Immigration Studies Director of Policy Jessica Vaughn finds that border towns, cities north of the border, and jurisdictions in between will be most devastated by revolving door criminal policy where local law enforcement is forced to release illegal aliens back into their communities instead of being turned over to ICE. Arrest data reveals that Texas counties like El Paso, Reeves, Howard, Harris, Hidalgo, Dallas, Willacy, Garza, Travis, Cameron, Tarrant, Concho, Walker, Webb, and Bear turned over the most illegal aliens, who were not recently convicted aggravated felons, to ICE in 2018. El Paso County law enforcement, for example, turned over more than 8,300 illegal aliens to ICE agents in 2018. In Reeves County, nearly 7,700 illegal aliens were turned over. All of those arrested, under Biden's order, would have been released back into the community. Likewise, Maricopa County, Arizona, Los Angeles County, California, Cibola County, New Mexico, Orange County, California, Kern County, California, San Diego, California, Imperial County, California, Pima County, Arizona, San Bernardino County, California, Clark County, Nevada, New York City, New York, Salt Lake County, Utah, Sacramento County, California, and Cook County, Illinois will all be forced to shield illegal aliens from arrest and deportation. Biden's order is a reckless experiment that is bound to have a human cost, Vaughn notes. As Breitbart News previously reported, the order is likely to prevent the arrest and removal of nearly all of ICE's caseload of criminals, including many aliens who have been convicted of the most serious crimes on the books, according to Vaughn's analysis. If the new Biden deportation policies had been in force and applied to ICE's 2018 interior caseload, a total of 91,993, or 96.5%, would not have been subject to removal, Vaughn notes. Only about 3,367, or 3.5%, would have been considered appropriate to remove from the country. In 2018, nearly 70,000 illegal aliens were deported by ICE who had charges against them, including 10,300 charged with drunk driving, 4,700 charged with traffic violations, 4,700 charged with assault, more than 2,000 charged with drug trafficking, nearly 2,000 charged with burglary, 1,800 charged with domestic violence, 1,500 charged with sexual assault, nearly 800 charged with homicide, and more than 500 charged with lewd acts with a minor. The Biden order would have prevented all of these illegal aliens from being deported. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.